Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into another one of my episodes of my podcast. And today we will be talking about what should be censored and what should not be censored. A lot of people have very different viewpoints and perception of the whole censorship field. So let's jump right into it. According to our course, censorship is defined as the act or practice of removing obscene, vulgar, and highly objectionable material from things that we encounter every day. Censorship comes in many common sources, including governmental, social networking, employers, schools, media producers, religious leaders, and many more, just to name a few. In our society today, the internet has taken over the world. I believe that the only thing that should be censored is the internet / media. There are many reasons why I believe that media should be censored. Consider a case where a man kidnaps a 12-year-old girl. He tortures her, rapes her for weeks on end, then murders her brutally and captures the whole thing on video. When he is captured, the video is recovered and used to convict him. Should that video be made publicly available or should it be censored? I'd argue that it should be absolutely censored, as there is no demonstrable public good in releasing it. While the harm to the family and friends of the victim, knowing that people are watching that video over and over and over again, is just immersible. Or let's consider the same case mentioned above, but the man has not been captured yet. The police uncover crucial evidence that can hopefully help them to find the perpetrator, but it's going to take time. Releasing that information publicly would give the man warning that would allow him to escape before the police were able to take action. Should the police censor their information and not tell the people about this, or should they release the info publicly? Again, I'd say no. Or take the same case where, well, another case, not the same case, where one person, angry at another, starts spreading intentionally malicious lies that the other person is a pedophile with the intent of causing harm to that person. Should we have the same right to force that person to stop and to punish them for such actions? To censor what the person can and cannot say? Or should they just have, you know, free speech to say whatever they want? Again, I'd say that censorship is fully justified. Comment below and let me know your thoughts about this. I'm a huge advocate of freedom of speech and extremely wary of attempts of authority figures to censor information. In the vast majority of cases, censorship is wrong and should be opposed. But there are very clear cases where censorship is not only acceptable, but I'd argue that is absolutely necessary. The crucial question is, where exactly is the dividing line between what can be censored and what cannot? Take my first example that I mentioned above. Like, I'd argue that is completely reasonable to censor videos of the crimes itself. I'd also argue that it is entirely reasonable to prevent news reports from giving the name of the victim to help protect the family. But I'd argue against censoring reports of actual trial of what happened, of the evidence used to convict the man, etc., because that information is very important for us citizens to be able to be confident that our legal system is operating properly and not being abused to convict people falsely. The problem is it virtually impossible to come up with a clear objective dividing the line between what can be censored and what cannot. I think media censorship would be extremely beneficial for us as citizens. One way is that it helps control hate. The media can censor information that is slandering certain religious race, companies, or individuals. According to a recent study, Facebook states that hate speech are flagged every 15 seconds in the day, and it is helpful in avoiding the development of prejudice or discrimination based on false information or propaganda. Media censorship would also protect children from extremely violent and sexual material. The internet, mobile phones, and television made it easier for kids to access all kinds of content, even though they are negatively influenced them. With media censorship, children can surf the web and watch TV with more freedom while being protected from pornographic and heavily violent material. A Pew Research Center survey in 2013 found that half of the teens reported playing a video game yesterday, and those who played every day typically did so for an hour or more. Overall, media censorship should be enforced in our generation today, and it will be very beneficial to all of us. Comment below and let me know what you think about censorship. Thank you for tuning in to another one of my podcasts. I hope to hear from you guys soon.